How's it going, everybody? Andrew Zarian here, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. on Saturdays with Jim Valley, and Sundays with me. Happy Sunday, everybody. WrestleMania weekend is here. Night one is in the books. Night two is starting now. And we have a lot to talk about. You know, I was talking to my producers before the show, and I watched, you know, this, it starts early enough, right? It's a 6 o'clock start on ESPN. My kids are watching with me. Everybody's excited to watch WrestleMania. You know, you have to change your perspective, especially when you get older. I look at it as not everything is for me anymore. When I'm watching these shows, not everything is for me. I will ask, I don't know who this was for. This was not a great WrestleMania. This was not a good WrestleMania. They had some good elements. I'm generally positive. I'm generally the positive one here, to the point that people complain. I take too much of a positive stance. I don't have a positive stance on the show. I don't have a positive stance on the commercials. I don't have a positive stance on the advertising that people could buy their name and put it on the ring. The length of the matches. I don't know what this was. We will talk about it. Because I'm sure there are people that are going to argue with me and tell me that this was a really good show. I don't know how we could make it that. But when we come back, we're going to break it down. We're going to go into all of this and talk about what happened last night at WrestleMania 42 Night 1. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Back after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. WrestleMania Night 1. Last night. WrestleMania is going on as we speak. This was an odd show. This was a very different WrestleMania. I'm gonna, you know, I don't wanna sugarcoat this. It was soulless. This was a soulless show. This does not feel like a WrestleMania. You know, we're gonna go into it, but I wanna get my grievances out first here, and I want people to understand where I'm coming from here. When they started doing these stadium shows a couple years ago, a lot of the conversation within WWE, within talent and management, was if everything is a larger-than-life stadium-level show, if your Survivor Series, and I'm just throwing pay-per-views, right? Your Royal Rumbles and your Survivor Series and your WrestleManias and your SummerSlams and your Saudi shows, when all of these are the same and on the same grand scale and presented in the same exact way, what makes WrestleMania a special show? The matches, the story culmination, the grander than life, the bigness of WrestleMania. That was lacking here. That bigness that we get from a WrestleMania that we know, okay, this is the show of the year. I didn't feel that at all with this show. This felt soulless. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that AEW is the best promotion, AEW is greatest. AEW put on an incredible pay-per-view last week. Incredible pay-per-view. That we are arguing that the matches were long and the pay-per-view ran long, but the matches were great. I don't know. I don't know what this was. This was like a exhibition of to show a casual audience, look, this is wrestling now. I was very down on the show. MG, my producer, am I wrong here? Am I being too negative?
You're being kind, I think. So when the biggest announcement out of the whole thing, the biggest thing that came out of it is the announcement of a pregnancy. What are we doing?
That was a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they had a plan, they had a vision, and then they decided to pull back and play everything so safe that they just ruined the show.
Everything was so safe. Like, everything was, again, I don't know. Soulless is the only thing I could say. I hate doing that to the talent. It's not the talent's fault. The talent is doing their job. They're doing everything the right way. It was an odd show. John Cena kicked it off. John Cena kicked, he's the host of WrestleMania. Yeah.
No, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, to say it was lifeless is probably the best thing I can say.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah.
Cena starts off the show. He's the host of WrestleMania. We start off the show with LA Knight, Jimmy Uso, and Jey Uso against Isho Speed and the World Tag Team Champions, Logan Paul and Austin Theory. This went 7 minutes. Now, this was the opener on ESPN2. The story here, you know, Isho Speed comes out dressed like Danhausen, which I found hysterical because Dan hasn't put the curse on him. So now he is a Danhausen. And I guess the match story was that Austin Theory was angry, and so was Logan Paul, at Isho Speed for not being a good enough wrestler after wrestling for only a week. Right? That's what we got?
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Listen, I know what this was for. This is their Costco guys moment. But the entire show was that. You know, they have a celebrity that connects with male youth. You have, you know, with both Logan Paul and Isho Speed. So you put him in the opener and you see what it does. Paul got in Speed's face for costing him the Mania moment. Paul clocked Speed with his right hand. He set him up on the announce table, but the Usos came. They gave a 1D. The babyfaces encouraged Isho Speed to go on the top rope and do a speed splash,
which was fantastic.
Which looked good. That was great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, a moment. It didn't save anything. But
there were moments. There were moments.
And can I say that?
Yeah.
Logan Paul's punch to Speed didn't connect by, like, I think he was a state away. Entire state away. He sold it well, but it didn't look believable.
They after that, Speed started yeeting with the baby faces. So that was the story there. Jacob Fatu defeated Drew McIntyre in an unsanctioned match. This went 14 minutes. So this was the second longest match on the card, right?
Yes.
Second longest match on the card, and it was on the pre-show.
Wasn't really pre-show, okay. But it was on ESPN.
Yeah. It was not a pre-show. I'm sorry. So Jacob Fatu comes out with the Polynesian Dancers, big entrance. Drew comes out with a big entrance. They just beat each other. Jacob Fatu looks great, by the way. If I'm going to say anything, Jacob Fatu looks incredible.
Just that title very impressive this year for sure.
Has to. I mean, after, the diamond in the rough of the show. He definitely was the diamond. Him and Drew did a good job here. Okay, this went 14 minutes. So next match. So this was the first one that was not on ESPN. So this is pay-per-view exclusive, right? This is now we're on ESPN Unlimited.
Yes.
The correct. Bellas against Charlotte and Alexa Bliss, Bayley and Lyra Valkyria, Nia and Lash Legend for the women's tag titles. This went 8 minutes and 34 seconds. This match started off with the Bellas coming out and pretty much saying, hey, Nikki is hurt. She can't wrestle, but we have a great replacement, and here's Paige. No more Soraya. It's Paige. She's returned, and she's teaming with Brie Bella. One syllable names is all you get. Three totally out the door. Paige and Brie Bella are the WWE Tag Team Champions. women's tag team champions. This was, I mean, if you really look at this card, they went back to a certain era that people have forgotten. And that is the beginning of the women's wrestling revolution in that company, or evolution. Look at who was in this match. You had the Bellas.
Yep.
You had the Bellas. You had Paige. You had Alexa. You had Charlotte. You had Bayley. Next match was Becky Lynch and AJ Lee. You know, it's fascinating that these are the veterans. These are the old timers in the company as far as the women go.
Can I remind you of something?
Yeah. That they're all in their 30s and they're not old timers? Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, last year, what was the best match on WrestleMania? Do you remember? Because I remember you and I praising about it. It was that triple threat.
I don't know. We got a minute, but I do want to know what was the best match of Rhea and who?
Rhea Ripley, Io Sky, and Bianca Belair last year. Remember? That was how good that was. That match was incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With everything. Forget about it. Not just the women, with everything this year. I mean, just look at the timestamps for night one last year versus this year. Everything was shorter. Everything was quicker. Everything was just half done. You know what? It's a great comparison. We are going to compare. When we come back from break, we're going to compare the card from night one last year to night one this year. And we'll compare night two also, because we have to run down night two. But, I mean, even on paper, just looking at this quickly, I would say that this was a better card last year. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Back after this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Yeah, we were talking before the break. My producer. Now, by the way, I haven't said this today. Follow me on X at Andrew Zarian. I'll be tweeting there tonight. Throughout the night, I'll be tweeting. Xing. Posting. What do I do on there? I have two producers here in my ear. Nobody knows what the terminology is. Three! Nobody knows. Paige and Brie Bella are the new tag team champions. Paige got a big moment. She looked good. I'm glad she's wrestling. I'm glad she's making money. She got a big reaction. Big, big reaction. Becky Lynch, AJ Lee for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. This went 8 minutes. AJ came out with a bunch of AJ Lees, a bunch of AJ Lee fans skipping along. Very adorable entrance. Becky comes out. She's the man. She defeated AJ Lee. We kind of saw this. Maybe AJ's taking some time off. We did get a live performance. Yes, we got a live performance by, who's the band? Wonderlust? I don't know. I'm on the right track. I should know this. This was fine. It was a quick match. You know? Okay. I would say the next match was the better of the matches on the card. It went 15 minutes, 49 seconds. Gunther defeated Seth Rollins. This was a big back and forth until towards the end of the match. When, according to my producer, my incredible producer, a man named Ronald Breaker? Ron Breaker would make his return. Ronald Breaker, Braun's cousin. This is like Lance Von Erich. Braun would make his return. He spears Seth, leading right into the sleeper. Seth would pass out and lose to Gunther in the match. This is really setting up Braun Breaker and Seth.
Came back to the ring with that incredible 70-yard sprint. And speared him.
Oh, my God.
And almost missed him.
Almost missed him, yeah. The next match we had, Liv Morgan, Stephanie Vaquer. This was a very hyped match. I would say everything that they did up until this match was working. That pull apart that they did, the last pull apart where Liv is screaming, was fantastic. I thought they did. The build to this was really good. This match went 6 minutes and 52 seconds.
This was terrible.
Liv comes out recreating her music video, which I did not love.
It wasn't for you.
Roxanne Perez. And it was not for me. It was not for you. I don't know who it was for. Listen, is this the TKO synergy with the record labels to kind of make everybody into a big celebrity and everybody is a musician? Everybody's a musician. Everybody's an actress. Everybody's an athlete. Everybody's on SportsCenter. Everybody is getting deals. This is the all-encompassing TKO. Liv Morgan defeated Stephanie Vaquer to win the women's championship. I think that was the right bet. I think Liv should have had the title. I did not like anything about how they did this. Roxanne Perez and Raquel would interfere. Liv would hit two oblivions for the win. You know, big win for her. After this, they did the attendance. Bianca Belair would come out. She's been out of action for a very long time. She had that nasty finger injury. Cena would announce attendance of 50,816. They moved thousands of tickets in a matter of 12 hours. Now, the way that Vegas works, and those were not comps, I will say. I know for a fact they were not comps. Were they casino deals? Probably, that were unaccounted for? Probably. They were going to always have 50,000 people in that building in one way or another. It was full. It was fine. You know, didn't have 60-something, but it had 50. But during this, Bianca Belair's return, she had a big announcement. She removed her coat, and she's pregnant. That was the big story here. Cena and her hugged. She's carrying the youngest WWE fan in attendance. So add one more. Now the attendance is 50,817. Cool. Cody, Randy, main event, went 22 minutes. This was almost a full hour from the time of the women's match. I want you to think of that. From the last match to this, it was almost an hour. Both entrances took over 12 minutes combined. Before the match started, McAfee hit Cody over the head with a microphone. All right. You know, Orton puts the boots on Randy. I'm sorry. Orton put the boots on Rhodes, but Rhodes fought back. He laid out McAfee with a crossroads. Here comes Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is involved in this. Big elbow drop on McAfee through the announce table. Rhodes sets Randy up for a Cody cutter, but Orton suddenly hits an RKO for a near fall. Commentary was really putting over Orton's back injury throughout this match, which was interesting. They traded strikes until Rhodes poked Orton in the eye, which, by the way, heel move. Randy did it earlier, but, you know, he returned it. Orton's moment was momentarily blinded. He accidentally gave the ref, Charles Robinson, an RKO. I mean, this was every bit of a WWE main event, okay? Orton went for a low blow, but Rhodes gave him one instead, and the fans booed. The fans booed Cody for this. He then went for a Cody cutter, but Orton nailed him with an RKO. The ref was still down, so McAfee runs down in a ref's shirt with a soft neck brace on, right? Vince McMahon during the steroid trial era, comical neck brace for the count. Rhodes kicks out of two. Then Orton gave McAfee an RKO.
This is where it lost me. I got lost right here.
Okay. Then he gives him an RKO. But the distraction allowed Cody to hit Randy with a crossroads for the pinfall. Cody retains. As Cody is posing after the match, Orton yanked the title away from him and beat him. He beat him over the head with it. Then Orton backs up and hits Randy with a punt kick. okay. I hope they explain some more tonight.
I left more confused.
Categorically,
right?
I would say categorically, this was one of the worst ones for me. Maybe not for you. Some of the fallout from here, Nikki revealed.
Oh, I have
revealed,
a feeling we're going to a lot of people believe it was us.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe I don't. I want you to understand. Like, this is only my opinion and my take. I want to love this show. Tonight should be a lot better. Nikki Bella, I don't know. Nikki Bella reveals the extent of her injury that kept her away. She revealed on Instagram that she had fractured, tore, and sprained her ankle. She had surgery 2 weeks ago. Cody suffered a bad eye injury. His eye was all messed up. The total matches for this four-hour show combined was an hour 23. That's what we got. Hey, Brian Alvarez beat Sean Ross Sapp yesterday. Actually, this morning. It was this morning.
Yeah.
Brian beat him. He pinned Sean Ross Sapp at GCW Immortal Cluster, the cluster match.
CF, called a CF.
Yeah.
You can't say the other word.
During Sunday mornings, Immortal GCW CF, Fightful Sean Ross Sapp stood face-to-face with Brian Alvarez. At least we got that. Tonight, WrestleMania Night 2. If I have the card in front of me, I could do it. Where's WrestleMania 42? Here we go. You're going to get to start on ESPN. I have it here. Start on ESPN. You have Obafemi, which is happening as we speak. I'm not spoiling it for you guys, okay? People listen to this after they watch on delay. Obafemi, Brock Lesnar. You got Penta, Javon Evans, Dragon Lee, JD McDonagh, Rusev, and Rey Mysterio for the Intercontinental Championship for a ladder match. Jade Cargill, Rhea Ripley for the Women's Championship. Sami Zayn, Trick Williams for the United States Championship. The Demon Finn Balor, sponsored by Dude Wipes. It's not, but I mean, that would be really funny if it is. The Demon Finn Balor against Dominic Mysterio. And you got CM Punk, Roman Reigns, World Heavyweight Championship. If Roman loses, he will leave WWE. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if I believe that or not, but that's interesting.
I hope they do it. I hope they figure this out.
They got an uphill battle to recover from night one for sure.
Yep. They got an uphill battle from night one. And these guys are going to work very hard tonight. So that is not the overall feel of this show. I think people realize what happened last night. When we come back, we'll touch on some more of this. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. WrestleMania weekend. We ran through night one. I gave you my thoughts on night one. I want to do a comparison here between the length of matches of night one last year versus this year, okay? And the matches itself. So the show last year, you had Jey Uso, Gunther for the World Championship. That went 16 minutes. The New Day defeated the War Raiders. This went 9 minutes. Jade defeated Naomi. This went 9 minutes. Jacob Fatu, LA Knight, went 10 minutes for the U.S. title. El Grande Americano defeated Rey Fénix. This went 7 minutes and 55 seconds. Tiffany Stratton defeated Charlotte Flair, 19 minutes. And Seth Rollins defeated Roman Reigns and CM Punk in a triple threat match, which went 32 minutes and 55 seconds. What do we think of that match? Do we remember what we thought of that match?
Oh, we thought it was fantastic. We thought it was great. I remember because with all the topsy-turvies, they did that great. What they did this year, I have no idea what that was. So,
Last year, night two, had Io Sky defeating Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley for the women's title. Drew McIntyre defeated Damian Priest in a Sin City street fight. So he had 2 years of the same thing. One was a Sin City street fight, and the other one was an unsanctioned match?
Yeah.
I remember this match. This was not bad. Dominic Mysterio defeated Braun Breaker, Finn Balor, and Penta for the IC title. Randy Orton defeated Joe Hendry. By the way, that went 10 minutes. Randy Orton defeated Joe Hendry, but that was an open challenge. That went 3 minutes.
How much did Logan Paul defeated? How much the women's match went?
Which one? The Bianca Belair, Io Sky one?
Yeah.
14 minutes. 14 minutes.
So
Logan Paul defeated AJ.
Almost
that's 17
more than
and a half.
All three of those matches.
Almost more than all three, yeah. Lyra and Becky defeated Liv Morgan and Raquel. That went 8 minutes and 40 seconds. The main event was John Cena, Cody Rhodes. This went 21 minutes. That was night 2. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, when you have a 4-hour show, that just shows you. You have a 4-hour show, and there is 1 hour and 23 minutes of total time wrestling. We have a problem.
Well, the problem is it's a spectacle. It's not a wrestling show. Mm-hmm. You're watching a spectacle. You're watching a I don't know, dude. Is it like the Golden Globes for them? You know, like what this was not a I would not say that this was a Super Bowl.
No. Well, there is
this
precedent
was not the Super Bowl.
Is, I mean, we see this. You see this in boxing a lot, right? Where they have to tease the card, and they end up having undercard matches, and they have like 30, 40 minutes between each one. That's what this was. It just, you know, when there's more downtime and more talking than actually action, that's where I was just like, what's taking so long? They could have done that show, whole show as. In 2 hours.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You shouldn't be doing it in 2 hours. It's WrestleMania. This should be long. Right. You know what I mean? This should be... I get it. I don't want... Listen, and I'm not the one... I complain about the length of these shows. I'm not saying make it till 12. What I'm saying is present this as if what it is. You have to present this as the biggest show of the year. And you have a great difficulty doing that when every show is the biggest show of the year. What makes WrestleMania special? I want you to think about night 2 of WrestleMania. What's making night 2 of WrestleMania special? There are two matches here that are really special. One is on the openers, Brock Lesnar, Obafemi. Right? Because that's a big, oh my gosh, Brock Lesnar. Okay, fine. Then you got the World Championship. You got CM Punk and Roman Reigns. You have two very special things. It's not the card. It's how you're presenting it, and nothing felt presented in that way. I did not like, I mean, listen, was the Cody Rainey match good? It was fine. The match was good. Everything else that they did was just odd. It was just odd booking. For me, maybe not for you. Maybe you loved it.
The biggest issue I had with that main event was I don't think anyone was able to figure out who was the babyface and who was the heel. They both were getting booed at
times.
Well,
Randy was the heel, obviously. Yeah,
right.
Randy's the
obviously,
heel.
But it just. But Cody's got that problem again where they, you know, Homelander Cody is coming out again because same problem he had in AEW, right? Where he, you know, he's being presented in such a goody two shoes way. And I think Pat McAfee calling that out really, really hurt his presentation. So I just think people were confused. And that was part of it too.
I don't know. I think people just want to boo, you know. Randy got a big reaction. I mean, that entrance was huge. He came out looking like $1 million. So did Cody. I mean, Cody looks great too. As you know, it's all about the entrances and the pageantry. And I saw the argument online where people were saying like, oh, if you're saying that the rest that was not enough wrestling, you're watching this the wrong way. It's story building. I'm like, not at WrestleMania. WrestleMania is the wrestling.
Yeah. WrestleMania should be the big payoff. I made the joke in our little group chat last night that Randy Orton's entrance was so long that Bianca Belair was going to give birth before the match started.
Dude, you know, like I don't know. I'll go on X right now and I'll see what people are saying because the show's, you know, we have a show here. But the New York Post, Newsweek, I mean, major major publications, they're very critical of this. They were very critical. I mean, here's the other thing. A lot of other cool things happened during WrestleMania weekend, and I do appreciate that that is part of this now. You know, you had Bloodsport, which they announced that it's over. Josh Barnett announced that he's ending GCW Bloodsport for the foreseeable future. And I think that was, I really love that concept. It's such a unique concept that I'm curious why he's shutting it. He revealed the news during Friday's event in Las Vegas as part of WrestleMania week. After he won over Yuji Nagata in the main event, he ran down their accomplishments, that they had done some amazing things, but for now, the door was closing. He said that he has his reasons for shutting things down, and while Bloodsport is not done forever, it's done for the foreseeable future. I don't know what happened there.
Sounds like he just wants to take a break, and, you know, you're right, it's a good concept, and it's kind of happy that they're, you know, I think he doesn't want to overdo it, because there was a lot of matches on this thing, and it's kind of running out of people that can face each other. So doing it like this, just saying, hey, you know, we're going to take a break, and when you come back, now there'll be new people that can do this. There are different matchups, and it'll be fresh again.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's thinking.
All right. Nigel McGuinness is returning to ROH Supercard of Honor on May 15th. That's another piece of story that came out this week. All right, cool. I don't know, man. I want to say tonight will be very telling on what they do in that main event. I've heard some things. I don't know for sure, and I don't want to ruin it, but they got to do something. They got to do something.
They need a fix house.
They need a fix. I'm telling you how it's ending, dude. I'm telling you. It's going to end with Danhausen cursing. He's going to put a curse, but it's not. But he's going to miss, and he's going to hit Punk with the curse, not Roman.
Oh, no.
And then at the end, they're going to reveal that he didn't hit it by mistake. He's part of the bloodline. It makes sense. He's a vampire. He likes blood. He's a ghoul. You'll have Roman Reignshausen.
Oh, no.
How do you see it ending tonight? How do you see that main event ending? Give me your best fantasy booking.
All right. I think the problem is we don't know who's showing up. Are the Usos getting involved? Are the Usos, they were last night, did they come down?
I think you should book it however you see it going.
Oh, what if the Usos go to hit a super kick on Punk and they hit Roman instead? And Punk,
they're all Pepsi boys now. They're not Usos. They're just Pepsi boys.
They're not Usos. I guess. It's got to be something. Personally, here's the issue: is Punk's around all the time, and Roman's not around part time. But I feel like they're setting up Roman for the win. But do we want a part time champion again?
I don't know. I struggle with that. But here's the thing. I mean, there's so many goofy things they could do because they've kind of intertwined last night's main event with tonight's main event with the Pat McAfee stuff. And you also had that love fest between Cody and Punk, right? You had that segment.
Yeah.
So is it that something happens? There's a run in, and here comes Cody, and here comes Randy, and here comes, it just becomes one of those again where everybody's running into the ring. It does Dwayne show up?
Ugh. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of that. It's so hard to think about what they're going to do because they're going to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. That's how I look.
They literally just do a clean finish. And Roman beats him in the ring. And then on Monday, he comes out and Punk comes out and shakes his hand. And he goes, you did it. You beat me. You are the man. You're the best thing ever. Vince was right. You are the future of the company. He does the Hogan, old man Hogan handshake. He does one of these.
I'm just... I'm trying to think positively and get the bitter taste out of my mouth from night one, but I'm having a hard time with it.
Listen, there's hope. There's hope. They could do a great second night. They could do a fantastic second night. They have a lot to look forward to here. You know, that Rhea match will be a nice, you know, face-to-face. The crowd will get into it. Dominic and Finn will be fine. That ladder match will have a lot of big spots. The Brock Lesnar-Obafemi thing is what everybody wants to see. They're just going to, you know, bounce off of each other.
So there's an unannounced segment here, right? Because there's only six matches. Because unless they impromptu pull that Io Sky Asuka match and insert
that. Well, they'll probably have
somehow.
The Hall of Fame. They'll have the Hall of Fame people come out again, you know? They'll do that. That's
just
a segment right
just
there.
Just needs more content.
Dan hasn't on the show.
No, not last night.
Dan hasn't on WrestleMania. Yeah, so he'll do something tonight.
He's going to have a
he'll
segment
do it tonight.
Tonight for sure.
Yeah. So that's another 15 minutes there, another 15 minutes there. Listen, here's the thing about WrestleMania week. There's so much other stuff. Joey Janela's spring break. I heard good stuff about that too. Joey Janela's like become the king of the indies again. It's actually incredible to see Brody Lee Jr. He's going to be a star,
he turns 18,
that kid.
He's rocket ship.
Yep. 14-year-old kid. He looked great. He did the greatest hits in that match too. When we come back, final few minutes of the show, we'll wrap it up. A couple more thoughts on what's going on. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Stay tuned. Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline. Final segment of the show. Final thoughts here. Listen, I always find WrestleMania to be fun. I always find it one of the easier shows to watch because it's more for a grander audience. It's like a Royal Rumble. That's why the Royal Rumble's fun, right? It's a lot of people tune in. They watch together. People have their parties. Enjoy tonight. Whatever happens, whether you like it or not, just try to have fun doing this because really, it's sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. This felt very corporate. This did not feel like what we've watched in the past. And this company is changing. And you're going to have these moments. You're going to have some of these that are bad. And you're going to have some of these that are fine. They're better. You know, when you take the book on how you've done things for the last 40 years or 45 years, and you throw it out and you kind of start over and you're adding all these new elements and you have new ideas and new people in charge, you're going to have moments like this. And I don't think last night was a good show. Did Cage Match rate it? Did they rate this show? Yeah, they did.
Sure.
It's a 5.76. You got a 5.7. Oh. Nobody rated it 10. They got, we got 670 votes. Yeah. Yeah. Most people, I would say most people said it was a 6 or a 7. I think it was a 6.5, 7. You could, 6.5. Oh, no, this is 41.
Well, for WrestleMania.
I'm so sorry. This is 41. I'm looking at the wrong one. 2.58. That's the vote so far. So, my apologies. Worse than I thought. Guys, enjoy the rest of the show. It's WrestleMania. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye for now.